Welcome to the How to IT Strategy podcast. I'm Richard Sage, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about three steps to improve your IT strategy. Step number one, listen. Actively listening to your stakeholders to understand their concerns and needs is critical to creating a great IT strategy. Specifically, there are three things you can do. Number one, adopt a beginner's mindset when talking with your stakeholders so that you are as unencumbered by assumptions and prejudice when engaging as possible. Number two, practice active listening techniques to maximise the value you get from your conversations. There's a wealth of information, especially in the coaching sphere, around techniques that you can use to actively listen to your colleagues and stakeholders. Number three, accept that you might think you know what your IT strategy needs to be, but the only way you'll truly know is through deep engagement with your colleagues and stakeholders. So the second step in our three steps to improve your IT strategy are to forget about technology for as long as possible. Yeah, technology is pretty important in an IT strategy, but the priority should be initially on understanding the needs of your customers, stakeholders, and business. A clue is, if you're talking about specific technology decisions in the conversations you have with your stakeholders and at the start of your strategy creation process, you are probably not having the right type of conversation and need to rethink your approach. The third step to improve your IT strategy is to focus on capabilities. It is a truism that the pace of technological change is ever increasing. One impact of this is it's risky to nail your IT strategy down by focusing on specific technologies. You need to be focusing on building strategic capabilities for your business for the long term. These, of course, might be instantiated at a point in time by specific technologies or products, but it's the business capabilities that they deliver that is important. If your strategy is largely regurgitating key technology suppliers' product roadmaps, then you may want to rethink whether you are thinking strategically about your IT strategy and whether you've challenged yourself enough about how you deliver those strategic business capabilities. So that's the end of a very brief podcast episode today. Just a reminder that in my upcoming How to IT Strategy course, we will go into more detail about how to ensure you create a great IT strategy. You can sign up for early bird access and an early bird discount at howtoitstrategy.com. There is also the accompanying How to IT Strategy newsletter, which you can subscribe to at resage.substack.com. And of course, you can find this podcast, as you probably already know, on all good podcasting platforms. So that's been the How to IT Strategy podcast. I've been Richard Sage. I still am Richard Sage. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Thank you.